Welcome back to Crunch Time. It's time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by the Josh Cooley team of Keller Williams Realty. Alex presents the prospectus. Steve lets us know if he's buying, selling, or if it's pending. Sell your home worry-free with Josh Cooley, Keller Williams Realty.
Bell, 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 bell. No Alex today. I'm Nick. I'm back in, stepping in for Alex, because he is still sick.
He's taken ill.
Very sick. So we begin. The MLB season is all of 4 days old, and we already have some controversy. Last night, the Rays and Jays took each other on, and Jose Bautista slides into second base, giving the Rays shortstop a little bit of a foot hug, a touch that seemed to make the throw go into the dugout as opposed to the first baseman's glove. The Jays thought they took the lead, but wait, Chase Utley makes everyone realize that Bautista can't do that. According to the rule, he willfully and deliberately interfered with a fielder in the act of fielding a batted ball with the obvious intent to break up a double play. The ball is dead. The rules say the umps got it right, but to the trained eye of a baseball fan, Bautista surely could have done a lot worse than just a little foot hug. The prospectus: Major League Baseball did the right thing by calling Bautista out and got the new slide rule right.
Rule 7.13, it's a different world. The rules have changed. They've changed in football. They changed in basketball. The job of the professionals is to know the rules. He definitely made a play. Not dangerous, but intentional. I buy this 100%.
We just talked about it just before the break. We talked it about a little bit yesterday. The Blazers have the possibility, with some help last night, that is, of ending up being the 5 seed when they woke up this morning. They didn't get that help, but they're only a half game back of Memphis in the West and 2 games up over 7 seed Dallas. Memphis is really beat up and not looking like the same team that battled with Golden State last postseason. So assuming the Blazers don't get their way up to the 5 seed, tonight's game against the Thunder is a playoffs preview that would be a 3-5 matchup in the West. However,
3-6.
3-6? Yeah. Yes, that's true. My bad.
Just
okay.
Want to make sure.
The prospectus: with the poor health of the Grizz, the Blazers will end up the 5 seed in the West.
I think the Blazers might need a win to end up the 5 seed. We said they play at Dallas. This is the Grizzlies. They home for the Warriors, at Clippers, at Golden State. What was it? Was the prospectus again?
The Blazers will be the 5 seed.
The Blazers will be the 5 seed. Buy it.
The other big topic of conversation all season long: will the Warriors get to 73 wins? It seemed to be a lot going into their last 10 games, but with how well the Dubs were playing and who they had left to play, until they lost 2-3 at home to the not so great Boston Celtics and an even worse Minnesota Timberwolves. Now the Warriors are 69-9, needing to win out with a pair of games at home and on the road with San Antonio and Memphis, a pair of back-to-backs. It's going to be tough for the Warriors to get to 73, and it is far from ideal. The prospectus: the Warriors will still get to 73 wins.
You know, I think they're going to understand it's not that important. And if San Antonio loses and they officially clinch, I think Kerr is going to rest them. And, of course, they play at San Antonio on Sunday. They play San Antonio tomorrow. So if it's very odd. If they beat the Spurs tomorrow, I'll bet you they don't get to 73. So I'm going to sell it. I don't think they're going to do it.
A lot going on this time of year. Baseball season started. March Madness tournament ended. The NBA is getting ready for the playoffs. The Masters start tomorrow. And then, of course, the Stanley Cup playoffs start in about a week after that. This is just an unbelievable time of year. It's crazy to think that, the Stanley Cup playoffs just kind of come in last there. And it's just it's incredible.
Especially in Eugene, Oregon.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Where am I here?
Prospectus?
Yes.
Good time of year. Multiple options. Go ahead.
Jordan Spieth is looking to be the first person to go back-to-back at Augusta since Tiger did it. And in his 8 rounds at Augusta, he's never shot worse than par 72. So, and looking at CBSSports.com, none of the golf writers are picking that kid to win repeat this year, looking at Rory, Phil, and Adam Scott instead, with Kyle Porter saying that Spieth won't even finish in the top 25. The prospectus: Jordan Spieth will win the Masters again.
Nah, it's too hard. The field's too tough this year. It's one of those layouts where even the older guys can play. I'm going to sell that. I don't think he is going to go back-to-back. He's not playing.
Okay, real quick.
Finally!
Robinson Cano hit another home run, keeping his absurd pace for not 162 home runs this season, but 216.
That's realistic.
Yeah, it is. I'll take the under. Battling back, have the Mariners past couple days. They're looking okay. Felix Hernandez had some bad luck in the opening day start. Mariners looking good after four games. The prospectus, will the Mariners win the AL West in 2016?
Easiest sell in the history of the Crunch Exchange.